Hi there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith. Look and See is my photoblog, a place where I aim to publish at least one photograph a day. And of late, two or four photographs. If you've come across this audio file on its ownsome, the website can be found at las.new-england.net.au. Today's September the 16th, so at the website, navigate to that date with the little calendar on the right-hand side of the main page. Today in New England, New South Wales, another wintry start to the day with a pretty decent frost at minus 2, and we got to 17 degrees centigrade during the day, pretty pleasant. So that's about 28 to 62 Fahrenheit. I didn't have much time to spend looking for objects or events or anything to photograph today, so it's a best effort, I'm afraid. The first photograph was of the new courtyard being built at the University of New England. As I passed by at lunchtime today, I could see a few workmen putting the finishing touches to it. It's a week or so late, and by the looks of it, there's still quite a few paving tiles to be laid. It's a bit deceptive in the image that you can see. The building right at the back with the red tile roof is several hundred meters away, so the telephoto lens gives a fair bit of foreshortening. It looks like everything's much closer than it really is. So I imagine that's going to be finished in the next couple of weeks, and I can get a better idea of what it's going to look like. It's very hard whilst the building's in progress to see what the final outcome will be. The second photograph is of a video conference that I participated in this afternoon. Yours truly is on the left, and some of the people participating in the conference are on the right-hand screen. There are probably about a dozen or so people in the conference total. From all around Australia, and one person in New Zealand was sending his video via Germany. I was quite impressed by the lack of the slowly rotating horizontal black bar you sometimes get on video monitors. These are 100 Hz monitors and give a very good image. I didn't pay any attention to the shutter speed or exposure on the camera, just point and press. There's a bit of reflection from the overhead fluorescence in the room, but I don't think it detracts too much from the overall impression of what the video conference was like. The third photograph is just grabbed as I left work this evening. I took the opportunity to give the on-camera flash on the Nikon D70 a bit of a run. And I'm quite happy with the result, really, for an on-camera flash. He does a pretty good job, as you can see. The bike and the metal framework are reasonably well exposed, and the stairs, the wooden steps themselves, are obviously identifiable as such. I think the flash on my Coolpix 5700 is a little bit better, but I'm not going to complain. The job was pretty decent. The final photograph is also taken in the same foyer. The IT shop apparently has a new iMac G5 on display. I didn't know they had one there, so I must go in tomorrow and have a bit of a snoop around and see what it looks like close up. From the various advertisements I've seen, it's a pretty impressive flat device. I've no idea how it performs. I'll take the next few days to find out. That one's taken without a flash. The photograph is taken through a security door, a roller door, with transparent plastic. So the image isn't too impaired by that, and there was enough light to give her a reasonable image. Brought it up a little bit with Photoshop, but it's not too bad for what it was. Okay, there you have it. Some photographs from today. You've been looking at them on Look and See. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at las.new-england.net.au. Please stop by tomorrow to see what I found to photograph. Till then, bye for now.